Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
I meet Nigel and I'm like, this guy, yeah, you could tell he's at the gym a lot. I have jealousy comes and knock, but I'm like, what are you doing here? There's no reason to be jealous.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Everyone's Business But Mine with me, Kara Berry. Welcome to Plathville Edition. I have for the entirety of this week been very sick, so this is probably going to be a little bit of a shorter episode than you're used to. I'm like positive that I have COVID, even though I've tested negative 3 times. So whatever it is, y'all don't want it, you know what? But there's always a silver lining to everything, and in watching this episode, I thought, you know what, I might be very sick, but at least I'm not Barry. At least I'm not Barry Plath. So, you know, you always gotta look at the bright side of things. Anyway, let's talk about this episode, y'all. The episode begins with Mariah in the studio making beats, laying down the tracks for her hit YouTube song called I Missed Myself. Which, you know, I try to find the positive. No, I don't. I'm teaching myself to try to find the positive in things. And I will say that hearing the a cappella version of it was a lot better than the full track, which was heavily ridden with what I would refer to as like baby's first recording studio beats. So bad. So bad. Like, I'm pretty sure that one of the beats that she used in the song was just like a metronome sound, which if you guys don't know what a metronome is, it's like a device that you use to keep time when you're playing music. So, oh, bad. You know, it's just like it just keeps a beat. It's not used as like music. Not supposed to be, but I think that might be what's happening here. Anyway, so the screen after that says a few weeks later, we find out that, okay, so Micah went to Georgia over Thanksgiving, but then the family went to Minnesota to visit some grandparents. And so this is for Christmas. So Micah drove from LA to Minnesota for Christmas to be with the family. And when he was leaving, Mariah actually was like, oh, let me hop and go with you. We'll go on a road trip, right? Oh, gosh. I just had the panic that I forgot to put on my moisturizer. So you're going to have to pause. This is a skin emergency. Okay, I'm back. And even though not a single one of you asked or cared, I would say that as my morning moisturizer, I just switched to a new one because I like to... This has nothing to do with anything. I like to, like, in the summer, I'm bad. I'm, like, a bad skincare girl. I don't do SPF in the winter. Don't come for me. But, in the warmer months, I switched to a lighter moisturizer and then an SPF. So, I found this Coco Kind Texture Smoothing Cream, which I think is, like, really light. It feels good. It's got a smell that I looked at the reviews and not everybody loves. It's, like, earthy, kind of like, it doesn't smell like celery, but it smells like a celery fragrance, if you know what I mean. Like, you know how, like, a grape lollipop doesn't smell like actual grapes? It's like a grape scent. It's like a celery scent, which is, like, kind of sweeter, but still earthy, and I liked it. So, yeah, here's unsolicited advice in the middle of an episode that has nothing to do with skincare. Let's move on. So, Mariah and Micah have decided to take the long way back to LA. They go to see the Grand Canyon, yada, yada, yada. By the time we see them pulling into LA, Micah reveals that he doesn't have a place to live, and that since he's been living in LA, he's been trying to find a place, but they're too expensive, and so he's just been couch surfing this entire time. I'll be damned. Like, we're on season 4 of a show. You should be able to be making enough money to live in a one bedroom or a studio in Los Angeles. Like, TLC, y'all should be ashamed of yourselves. Like, that's really wild that he can't afford to live. That he can't afford his own home. That's wild. Anyway, so they decide to call Hayden, which we met him in the first episode when they were living in that, like, weirdo compound with the gym in the middle, the outdoor gym. So Hayden's like, oh, actually, I'm cruising up to my aunt's house. If you need a place to stay, you and Mariah, no problem. Just meet us up there. So they get to the house, and it's, like, pretty nice. I also feel like this was probably an Airbnb. Like, I don't know anything about Hayden's family, but I also feel like I'm not the type of person who would be like, hey, nephew, come into my house and have these two people from a reality show bring in all their cameras and shit while I'm not there. Like, it just seemed like a very weird thing. And also, like, you don't live there, Hayden. So, very strange. They take a tour of the space, and they found the home gym, and in it had, like, a vibration plate, the thing that you stand on. And it's, like, supposed to help with, like, recovery or something. I don't know. Hayden at one point says because Micah described the plate as a vibrator. And Hayden says he thinks that Micah does not even know what a vibrator is. Like, okay, I know these kids are sheltered, but they're not that sheltered, please. And, like, low-key, Hayden, if I had to put my bet on which one of you was having more sex, it would definitely be Micah, not you, Hayden. Anyway, Hayden looks like he should have been cast in Stranger Things. I don't really know how else to describe him, but it feels very accurate. Back in Tampa, Ethan and Olivia have a conversation about adjusting, or really not adjusting to living in Tampa on Ethan's side, because he really misses working on his cars. And Olivia says she's been trying to offer solutions to Ethan, like putting the cars that he does own in the backyard. He doesn't want to do that because they rent the house, which I think is actually smart of him to say. But then she's like, okay, well, how about you have all these contacts in Cairo to, like, work in their garages. Why don't we try to do the same thing and meet some people in Tampa? But Ethan doesn't want to do that either. So he tells her, you know, I think the best idea would be for me to just go up to Cairo for a week or two at a time and finish the cars there. Olivia says she's got a lot of concerns, frankly. She says in an interview that she honestly wouldn't mind if Ethan had a garage that he can work out of, but she also feels like he uses the cars as an excuse to get out of things emotionally and to not be present. And she's also worried that if Ethan goes back to Cairo, he's going to forget about all the bad things that happened when they were living there and how scary it is that he might forget and want to go back to that. But then we really get to the truth of the matter, which is that she is terrified. Olivia is terrified of Kim and Kim sinking her frosted nail polish colored claws back into Ethan, because she feels like Kim did not want them together. And how will Olivia feel comfortable with Ethan being around somebody who was trying to separate him from her partner? Which does make sense, kind of, but it's also like, that's his mama. You know? And so like, I don't know. I just feel like, why doesn't she... She's taking things too personally, I think. And projecting. And I don't want to hang out with Kim either. And I wouldn't want my husband to hang out with him, even though, if that was his biological mother. But, like, there's also that aspect of, like... I don't know. I guess I don't really know how to explain it. I just think she's doing a little too much. A little too much right now. Like, you should want there to be a resolve between your partner and their parent, right? You should want that. And I also feel like it's interesting because the end of last season, she was the one who wanted to have some sort of closure conversation with Kim and Barry, but he did not want to. So I'm curious as to why she's so concerned or why she thinks that that is such a possibility, because he fucks with them probably less than she does, but only time will tell. So then back in LA, Micah and Mariah, they're settled into this random aunt's house in Woodland Hills. They're outside around the fire. A couple of Micah and Hayden's friends come out to hang out, and Mariah says in a confessional she's actually really proud of Micah for going through and moving to LA, even though I don't know if you can call it a move if you don't live anywhere, you know? She's like, even though he's homeless, I'm still really proud of him. So the guys start talking to Mariah, like, you know, just getting to know her, what she's up to. She's like, hey, you know, I'm working on music. I'm about to release a single in a few days. And she wrote the song a few years ago, but then she kind of came back to it when she was dealing with her breakup with Max. And so this is what we're about to hear, this incredible song. She probably shouldn't admit it that she's been working on it for years, but okay. The crux of the song, if you do want to protect your peace and not listen to it, it's basically just like about losing yourself and like getting yourself back after a relationship. Okay. So there's a lot of her saying, yeah, like, yeah, at the end of the lyrics, and it's not good. Not great. Micah also has a friend named Capiche, who is an Indian immigrant. He recently moved to America, and he says that they've really bonded because they kind of like both started figuring out American culture at the same time and opening their eyes to this whole new world. You guys, Capiche was a little cutie. Like, he was gorgeous. So cute. And I was feeling some sparks between him and Mariah, and I hope she takes that because he was a little cutie. Like, respectfully, I don't know how old that kid is, but like, you know, he was cute. So what happens? They're asking about like her relationship, like, oh, Mariah, are you single or whatever? Because everybody's going around talking about, you know, their relationships and it all. And she like doesn't want to get into it. But yeah, they're all really respectful. But then Mariah says that Max was super jealous and would not let her hang out with other men. And this would have never happened if she was still with Max. And then she says, like, even though we're not together, I'm still worried about how he feels. And also, I'm really sad. And basically, she's tired of being sad. It's been 3 months. She's like, I just want to be happy, but I'm not. And it made me, you know, kind of take back me saying that I found her a little bit annoying last week. Because now I see that she really is, like, sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know what I mean? And that I really do feel empathy for her. And I felt sorry. Back in Cairo, gosh, this was such a confirmation for me about Kim. Y'all know I said in the first episode that I feel like Kim dipped into the porn of it all and saw what was out there and what she was missing, and looked over at Barry and was like, okay, no, I don't want to fuck Slenderman anymore. And I knew it. I knew it was a black man. I knew there was a black man behind this. So Kim is gleeful. She's actually back at the house. talking to her children and Barry, and she's unloading these groceries and talking about how her little friend from the gym, Nigel, is going to be coming over and making some authentic Jamaican cuisine. So she tells us in an interview their whole story of their little meet cute at the gym and how they were both on a treadmill. He was on one. She was on another. She was watching a little video, a comedy video, I think she described it as, on her phone. And she was laughing hard, right? And Nigel was laughing at her laughter. I mean, this is like some real rom-com shit. So that's really how they met. Barry comes into the kitchen and he's like, oh, you know, I haven't met Nigel yet, even though I've been going to the gym. And Kim's like, well, you don't know what Nigel looks like. And then Barry says, well, I did go up to some guy and ask him if he was Nigel when I was there, and he said no. Which leads me to believe that Barry just saw a black man at the gym and thought, that's probably Nigel. And, you know, I don't know the demographics of Cairo, but I imagine it might not be unlikely that it would have been Nigel, but still, we don't do that. Don't just go up to a random black person and ask them if they're another black person that you've heard of. Barry, you gotta do better. Lydia says in an interview that she's been noticing that something's going on between her parents, and Kim's gone a lot. There seems to be something going on. It's kind of normal, but also not. So Nigel shows up. I was going to talk about Nigel's looks. I'm not going to. He seemed bored. Like, he seemed like he went in front of the camera and was like, I don't want to do this. He felt really put out. He just felt like he didn't really want to be there. Like, not in a shy way, like in a I'm bothered by this sort of way. I don't know. I got some weird energy out of Nigel, but, you know, it's not surprising to me that Kim would be attracted to a weirdo because she married one, you know? The Barry starts checking Nigel out a little bit, but he says in his own interview that he can tell Nigel works out a lot and he has jealousy, but he also knows that there's nothing going on between Kim and Nigel, so he doesn't really feel that here, but he also feels like he's pretty easygoing, maybe too easygoing, and maybe he should start, I don't know, showing his emotions a little bit. Which, I really hate to be in a position where I have to agree with Kim. We'll get into that later, but, you know, that was annoying. That was annoying for me. So Barry starts to ask Nigel about his workout schedule, and Nigel works out every day, apparently, and he's, you know, typical, you know, gym rat, you know, if you got 8 hours a day, you could spend 30 minutes at the gym, you know, like that sort of thing, which, I mean, it's not wrong, but it's annoying. So then, basically, everybody really roasts Barry. He really should have, like, not asked him, Nigel, about his schedule, because everybody was like, oh, yeah, so interesting, Nigel, that you go to the gym every day. And Barry's like, yeah, I'm trying to work up to going 3 days a week. And everybody was like, yeah, but you just go to the gym for, like, literally 5 minutes and you just stand on that vibrator. real full circle moment with the vibration plate here on Welcome to Plathville, huh? The fact that Barry doesn't know how weird it is that he only goes to the gym to stand on a vibration plate and then leaves. That's wild to me.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
But anyway, Kim basically makes the whole situation worse by proposing that they have a push-up contest after dinner. And Nigel, how many push-ups can you do? Isaac, how many push-ups can you do? Barry, how many can you do? None? Nigel can do like over 100 and you probably can't do anything? Oh, that's interesting. She's really trying to like cuckold this man in his own home. In his own home. Shame, shame, shame. Then Lydia says that her relationship with Kim, her own mother, has been very strained over the past few months and that they used to be really close, but Kim's basically for the streets at this point, okay? She's like a full Drake song. She started going out and wearing less, you know? And she's just living her best summer, her best hot girl summer. And, she's like, everybody's out doing their own thing. My dad's, you know, hitting the gym to get his little vibration in. My mom's at the dance studio and kicking it with Nigel. Isaac's got a job, so I guess that's just me. I guess we're eliminating that there are three other members of this family living in the house, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. So back in LA, Micah and Mariah go for a little hike, and we get a little bit more information about Max. So Mariah says in a confessional that Micah does not know the whole story. And so she tells him that after Micah had his conversation with Max, that one-on-one conversation, Max called her to tell her that actually what happened with him and that old lady, the lady that I'm just like, in my mind, how is she not an old woman? You know, like, are you guys picturing her as an elderly woman? Because I can't not, you know what I mean? So actually, they did more than kiss. I'm assuming, you know, maybe they both went on the vibration plate together. I don't know. Mariah says she feels stupid because she should have known, but Micah tells her, don't feel stupid. And on top of that, that he's personally lost a lot of respect for Max. And Mariah says that she's upset because she feels like she gave everything in that relationship. And as soon as she moved to Tampa, it was just like, okay, you're going to do that? Like, I'm giving my all and it's still not enough. And because of that, she said the whole situation has really made her feel worthless, and that Max would, you know, classic cheater move is to turn it around on the person that they're cheating on and accuse them of cheating, and how he would, again, like harp on her clothing choice and accuse her of cheating through her wardrobe choices. And we see a flashback of them having a conversation from last season where he's like, you know, I just feel like you're like, I don't remember what he said, but like sending a message to guys that's like improper in his mind, right? And but also like Mariah's had a noted shift, which we love to see, because she says that looking back, her relationship really wasn't as good as she imagined at the time, and Micah tells her that it really pisses him off to see her this hurt, and the Max showed his true colors. So then Mariah says that she's done, okay? She spent enough time feeling sorry for herself. She needs to start reframing her feelings, move on, start over, and view this breakup as a choice that she made for herself. And I feel you, girl. I'm with you. And if you and Capiche want to step on a vibration plate together, you know, so to speak, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. So then we find out that before Mariah leaves, she is going to have Olivia come in to LA. They're going to celebrate the release of her single, and then they're going to head back to Tampa together. And we see a clip of Olivia. She's in Orlando to do a wedding photo shoot for two brides, which is important because she said this is like important for her because she knows that people know her religious background to a certain extent. So how this is like an honor for her to have same-sex couples reach out to her and want her to be like part of their wedding experience. Like, this is something that she's really happy to do. Now, Mariah was supposed to be there on this trip with Olivia, but she decided to go off to LA, which Olivia says is actually totally fine because she knew that Mariah needed to like figure shit out and like recalibrate, and she gets it. Photography for her is a great escape and a release from tension. She knows that Ethan works on his cars, and that's like a release for him. And Mariah likes to escape into her music, and so she's actually really happy that she went off to LA. So Micah and Mariah go to the beach. It's now the big day of the record release, and so they go and hang out and just celebrate the fact that Mariah is about to be dropping her single, like, they're in just a few minutes, right? So Olivia shows up to the beach and everybody's super stoked. This would have been my worst nightmare, okay? Because they dropped the song and Mariah's like, do you guys want to hear it? And so then they just, all these people that came here, just like those four straight dudes, right? And Olivia. And your brother. And those dudes just have to stand in a circle and watch or listen to the song and pretend they like it. One thing about me is, y'all, I have like extreme secondhand embarrassment. And if I don't know what I'm getting myself into, especially when it comes to people's music, I like, ooh, I don't really wanna, you know, like I wanna listen to other people's music alone. And I can decide if I want to continue listening to it or not. So somebody being like, hey, I've got this new song and I don't know anything about it. And if it was that song, what do you even say? Like, oh, you did it, girl. Did you sing that? Wow. Did you write all those lyrics? Wow. Wow, girl. Well, congrats. Congrats. I like the beats. No, I didn't. And it's like, you don't want to hurt their feelings, but it's like, oh, this is like bad. You know? And then you just have to sit there and pretend like it's good when you know it's not. You know? And now I'm feeding into your delusions and making you think that you should keep pursuing something that you should not. You should not. Anyway. Micah says that he's actually really happy. He was a little bit shady in this moment. He's like, honestly, Mariah's been a mood killer this whole trip. But in the past couple of days, she's really like, she's been smiling, she's been laughing. I'm really happy that she's now happy. So the episode ends with Barry walking into the house. He's got his groceries and he's talking to the girls and he says that Kim has gone so much at this point. She's not taking the lead on the meals. And so he's been doing that. And I mean, he says that, but what I saw in that those bags were just like a bunch of kombucha and like some popcorn and like a box of 100 calorie pack snacks, which, you know, really is like men should not be allowed to go shopping. I keep hearing these horror stories of like, what is it? Like Instacart people being like, God, I hope a man doesn't do my shopping because they never get the right stuff. They never get the right stuff. That's why I don't do Instacart. Well, this is the part where Barry made me mad because he made me side with Kim. So he says that he's had a couple conversations with Kim and that he gets the impression that maybe she's not happy. You think? What do you mean? How annoying is it of men to be like, you know, even though you've told me this multiple times, I'm starting to suspect that these very clear emotions that you've been expressing to me might be how you're feeling. I think maybe. And it's like, dog, I've told you this like multiple times. What do you mean? I think you should know. Because on the other end of that, I can almost guarantee you is that Barry has told Kim that he understands what she's saying. But now he's telling us that he doesn't really. And that's like something that really is a pet peeve of mine. Like, if you don't get it, then ask me questions. Don't say that you get it and then be like, well, I don't know. After the fact, when I have to repeat myself that I'm unhappy. You see this happen to me. It's, you know what I mean? Like, but I've already expressed this to you. I'm expressing this again. And then now you saying that you don't know was like, okay, you just admitted that you weren't listening to me this entire time. And so where does that leave us? You know? Anyway, so he says that, yeah, he gets the impression that maybe she's not happy. And there was this issue of Kim feeling like she was being taken for granted and how that was a big wake up call for him. And he says that this was like, he had a conversation with Kim in which he rated their relationship as a 6. And she was like, no, not even close to 6. Damn. Like, not even close. What would you say, like a 1?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I mean, you're probably right, but damn. Damn. I feel like you shouldn't be in a relationship that's not like... Like, 7 seems bad to me. 7 to me is like, okay, we really need to work on shit before this becomes irredeemable. I can't imagine being in a relationship that's like not even close to slightly better than average. Yike. So then Barry says that he thinks that the biggest issue is maybe the fact that, I don't know, he's been taking her for granted, and over the course of their decades-long marriage, that it never once occurred to him to put their relationship first or go on a date. Y'all have not been on a date in the entirety of your marriage? What? What do you mean? That is wild. That is so wild. And I like understand that you have a bunch of kids, things can get hectic or whatever, but like y'all don't go down to like Red Lobster on your anniversary or something, or take a little weekend to Tybee Island. That's wild. Never, not once in decades. That is wild. Like, yeah, no wonder why she's fucking pissed. No wonder why she feels like you're taking advantage of her. Like, yeah, I wonder why she feels taken for granted, dude. And then we see all these pictures of them on their wedding day. And like, Kim was a little bit of a smoke show. And Barry was, you know, a lot better looking than than I would have imagined. They were like a good looking couple. Damn. I'd be really pissed if like I look like that, like she did on her wedding day, and then over the course of, like, you never treated me like the bad bitch that I may or may not be. That's rough. And I'm with Kim on that. Like, I'd be pissed too. I'd be real pissed too. So he's like, you know, life's full of second chances, and I'm hoping for that. And it's like, oh, well, that's nice for you to say. In the 11th hour that, like, okay, well, I deserve a second chance. Everybody makes mistakes. And it's like, well, that's like 30 years of mistakes, you know? At some point, you've had your second chance and probably your third, fourth, and fifth. But he says, you know, I got her the studio and the dance studio, and she was grateful, but it didn't turn her heart to me. It's like, well, Barry, do you have a heart? What did he think? Like, I was feeling a little bit sorry for him, but It's like he knows what he's doing. It's not like he's not in touch with his emotions and that he's not like aware of what's going on. So I just like don't have any empathy for him. Also, I'm extra mad at him for making me have empathy for Kim. So now we're really in a trouble, Barry. Okay? This is a Barry versus Barry situation. So then as Barry is doing this interview, we see footage of Kim walking into, I think this may have been like a rental property. I don't know if this was like the main house that everybody's living in, but she walks through the door with a pillow in her hand and she puts a pillow on a couch and is like, you know, making her bed like she's about to go to sleep, right? And Barry says that they basically don't share a room anymore. And the episode ends with him saying right now everything is strange and he feels like he's in the marriage twilight zone. And in some respects, he's feeling left behind and that he thought marriage would be forever. But it actually looks like that's not the case. And his could be ending quite soon. So, yeah, as long as you know, sir. I mean, they're not divorced now, right? Like, I feel like we would have known that. I'm interested. I'm really interested to see where this whole thing goes. Anyway, you guys, thank you so much for being patient. I'm going to go back and rest. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank me for speaking.